Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Bala Bagiri Vanadari Jaya Gopi Jana Bala Bagiri Vanadari Jaya Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Banachari Yamuna Tira Banachari Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Jaya Radha Madhava Jana Bala Bagiri Vanadari Jaya Gopi Jana Bala Bagiri Vanadari Jaya Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Banachari Yamuna Tira Banachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya
Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parvajakacharya Asutada Sutasisi Mad His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai His Kambi Biti Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga Glories to Srila Prabhupada Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So today we continue with 10th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 49. And today we're doing text 25 and 26. Akrura's mission in Hastinapur. So 25 is Tasmalokam imam rajan.
Tasmalokam imam rajan.
Svapna maya manoratam. Vikshayam yat manatmanam. Samashanto bhava prabho. The translation. Therefore, O King, looking upon this world as a dream, a magician's illusion, or a flight of fancy, please control your mind with intelligence and become equiposed and peaceful, my Lord. Text 26. Dhritarashtra uvacha. Yatha vadati kalyanim. Vacham dana pate bhavan. Tatanayana tripyami. Martya prapya yatam ritam. Dhritarashtra uvacha. Yatavadati kalyanim. Vacham dana pate bhavan. Tatanayana tripyami. Martya prapyaya tam ritam. Dhritarashtra uvacha. Yatha vadati kalyanim. Vacham dana pate bhavan. Tatanayana tripyami. Martya prapyaya tam ritam. Dhritarashtra uvacha. Vadati kalyanam. Tatanaya tripyami. Dhritarashtra uvacha. Yatha vadati kalyanim. Tatanayana tripyami. Natya prapyaya tam ritam. Dhritarashtra uvacha. Ladies, Dhritarashtra uvacha. Yatha vadati kalyanim. Vacham dana pate bhavan. Thank you. Dhritarashtra uvacha
yatha
padatikayani vachyam dana pate bhavan tatanayana tripyami martya prapya yatam ritam Dhritarashtra uvacha.
Dhritarashtra
said,
yatha,
as,
vadati,
speak,
kayanim,
auspicious,
vacham,
words,
dana,
of charity,
pate,
O master,
Bhavan,
you,
tata,
so,
anaya,
by this,
na
tripyami,
I am not satiated,
martyaha,
immortal,
prapya,
attaining,
yata,
as if,
Amritam,
the nectar of immortality.
Translation.
Dhritarashtra
said, O
master of charity,
I can never be
satiated
while hearing
your auspicious
words.
Indeed,
I am like a
mortal
who has obtained
the nectar of
the gods.
Purport.
In the
opinion
of Srila
Vishvanath
Chakravarti,
Dhritarashtra
was in fact
proud
and felt
he already knew
everything
Akrura
was speaking.
But
to maintain diplomatic
gravity,
he spoke
as a saintly
gentleman.
Om
Agnat
Madandasya
Ganandana
Salakaya
Chakshur
Unmilitam
Jaina
Tasmai
Sri Gurave
Namaha
Sri
Chaitanya
Manobishtam
Stapitam
Jaina Bhutale
Svayavarpa
Kadamayam
Dadati
Svahapadandikam
Vanchakopa
Tudubhischa
Kripasindubhya
Evacha
Patitanam
Pavanebhyo
Vaishnavebhyo
Namo Namaha
Jai Sri
Krishna
Chaitanya
Prabhu
Nityananda
Sri
Advaita
Gadadhar
Srivasadi
Gauda
Bhaktavinda
Hare
Krishna,
Krishna
Krishna, Hare
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 Rama,
Rama Rama,
Hare Hare.
Hare
Krishna.
So,
Dharmatma
and I, we have our...
He gave me
12 hours
notice
for class
today,
so please
forgive me
for
my
failings.
Over
these last
few verses,
and we see
in this verse,
it talks
about the
diplomacy.
I
always mention, I
remember Srila
Prabhupada
in dealing
with Mr. Nair,
his
enemy.
Prabhupada
called him a demon.
Prabhupada
said, all of us
in ISKCON,
in
one letter
he wrote
to one of the first
temple presidents
of Juhu
Temple,
before there
was a temple,
he wrote to
him and said,
that
everyone
in ISKCON,
all
of Prabhupada's
sincere
followers, they
were all going
back home, back
to Godhead,
except for
Mr. Nair.
So
that's
what
Prabhupada
considered him.
He said he was
a big demon.
And of course,
when I said, well, does
that mean he went
back to Godhead?
Prabhupada
laughed, said,
no.
He said,
Krishna didn't
kill him directly.
He said
he wasn't
that big of
a demon.
But for
ISKCON society,
for Srila
Prabhupada,
he was
a demon.
But
the reason I'm
saying it is
because whenever
he would come
to see Srila
Prabhupada
in his room
in Juhu,
you
wouldn't know
they were
enemies.
Prabhupada
spoke
very
diplomatically,
used
intelligence.
We
went through the previous
verse.
What did it say?
Dreamlike.
A flight
of fancy,
magician's
illusion.
Devotee's
not an
illusion.
We
were saying yesterday when Mataji asked the question, how to see Krishna everywhere. Prabhupada, not being an illusion, gave so many practical examples. How to see Krishna in everything. We say on the morning walk, he would bring us out of illusion all the time. I was always an illusion. We'd be on the morning walk. I said when he was walking by San Francisco, we were walking in this park. Nice park, but from the park you could see the whole San Francisco skyline. In America they love the skylines, the tall, tall buildings, all this Prabhupada would call skyscrapers. And not skyscraper, call them skyscrapers because it's nothing but scrap. Scrap means junk, right? Garbage, scrap, skyscrapers. Demon crazy, Prabhupada would say, for democracy. Demon crazy. It was amazing how he used his vocabulary, huh? Demon crazy. So on the morning walk, we say we walk by, it was a children's playground within the park. Pretty park, lots of trees, everything, and had nice gates. And then above it, it said, Children's Fantasy Land. Again, you know, in the West, so many fantasy lands, Disneyland, this land, that land, Magic Mountain. Everything's fantasy, flight of fantasy. Keep us in illusion. We're always in illusion. So Prabhupada saw that. Children's fantasy land. Then with his pointer, his cane was his pointer. He pointed to the skyline, San Francisco, adult fantasy land. All an illusion. We were reading yesterday from the Lamrita. So this was 1965. Can imagine Prabhupada coming to America, land of illusion. Every square inch is made for illusion. The height of it is Los Angeles, where we opened the temple. Los Angeles, like here you have Bollywood, there we have Hollywood. Everything is about illusion. Everyone, you see them, you don't even know who they are anymore. You see the faces as they go through this surgery, that surgery, to make illusion. They may be 60 years old, but they look 25. Everything is stretched. Their heads are stretched. Everything's stretched. They put fat from one area to another area. All illusion. Prabhupada wrote these words. Early class, we're reading them, it struck us so much. Prabhupada says, everything is illusion from the beginning of our birth. And that is illusion. It's so strong, it's very difficult to get out of. The whole thing is illusion. Birth is illusion. The body is illusion. The bodily relationship and the country are illusion. The father is illusion. The mother is illusion. The wife is illusion. The children are illusion. Everything is illusion. And we're contacting that illusion, thinking we're very learned, very advanced. We're imagining so many things. That's what it says, the dream. Flight of fancy. But as soon as death comes, the actual fact, then we forget everything. We forget our country. We forget our relatives. We forget our wife, children, father, mother. Everything is gone. And the duty of the spiritual master, Prabhupada's duty was to take us out of illusion, this idea, fantasy land. We're so fortunate here in Vrindavan to have reality. But even within here, we can also be an illusion. And just because we're in this most sacred place, illusion is also here. Prabhupada would walk around here. See, devotees want to see Krishna everywhere. What did Prabhupada do? He was walking down that aisle. He came to the life membership office there. What happened? When a fan was on, no one was in the room. But the fan was on. Prabhupada saw Krishna's energy. Why is the fan on? He got upset. One of the Matajis cleaning his room. We do this. This goes on. They clean. The cleaners clean the room. Then they mop the floor. What do? They turn on the fans. Quick, dry up the floor. Prabhupada didn't waste anything. He would tell us, prasadam. Sometimes he would see big plates of prasadam with the devotees in his entourage. Once he saw, Brahmananda, big plate of prasadam. Prabhupada was walking to the bathroom. Are you going to eat all of that? Yes, Prabhupada. Okay. He said, take as much as you want, but eat everything you take. Always given instructions. Our illusion is so strong. Everything he had to teach me. I was in such illusion, didn't know how to do anything. And then 1973, he came to Los Angeles. So this time I had been with him for about 6 months. And a couple wanted to see Prabhupada, brother and sister. So the sister, she was now like 23 years old. Had a one-year-old daughter. Her husband had died in a violent accident. So she was 23, just a child, with a baby, baby girl. So the brother, her brother and her, they discussed and they thought, go see Srila Prabhupada. You know, what are we going to do? And there were talks to remarry. Maybe she should remarry. She's so young. So already the brother had gone in. And he had been around since 1967. So it was been around for 5 years already, 6 years. That was a long time. And then she came in. And as soon as she came in, Prabhupada looked. He said, so you want to remarry? You could just tell by the tone. And she said, well, Prabhupada, would you prohibit it? Prabhupada, look, prohibit? He said, I would never prohibit. Yeah, this was one of Srila Prabhupada's, one of his qualities, compassionate qualities. Never say don't do. You want to do something? Go ahead and do it. He said, but you're asking me my opinion? You ask the spiritual master's his opinion, you have to be ready to accept it. I say I get to deal with that sometimes. Devotees coming up to me because they think Shruti Kirti, some people, they're an illusion. They think Shruti Kirti is very soft, very mellow. I can ask him something. He'll say, yes, that's okay. And they say, why are you asking me? Ask your spiritual master. But see, they think, find a person who will allow you to stay in your illusion the way you want. Not someone who's going to cut that illusion. So they'll find a particular person. Even they have guru. Well, my guru, he's heavy. He'll tell me I can't do that. So I'll ask the temple president. I'll ask this person. They seem more pliable to what I need. But it's illusion. So Prabhupada said, no, I wouldn't prohibit. He said, but you're asking me?
He said, the difficulty is, he said, in your country, he said, the men are not trained in responsibility. Huh? The women are not trained in chastity. He said, what is the guarantee? He said, you marry someone else, same thing will happen again. He said, how can you be sure? So they could see it wasn't going in a very good direction. And then a big brother spoke up to protect his sister. Well, he's not going to protect her, so he's thinking she needs to get married. She needs someone else. And he says, well, Prabhupada, I'm thinking she should remarry to be protected. Prabhupada looked at her. He said, you're not protected? He looked at her brother. You're not protected? He looked at me. You're not protected? Of course, well, illusion. This is what he said, all illusion. You think we're being protected by mother, father, brother, country, job security. It's all illusion. Only protection's coming from Krishna. That's what Prabhupada said. That's what he was saying. You're not protected? This is devotee. He understands he's always protected. Even if he doesn't have a roof over his head, he understands Krishna's protecting me. That's what we learned with Srila Prabhupada. In reading when he first came, even before he came to America, so many difficulties over and over. Thefts, danger, literally danger at every step. Walking over drug addicts. You could think, I'm just going back to Vrindavan. He was very comfortable here. He says that. He was very happy. Radha Damodar Temple, his lords were there. Rupa Goswami was there. His writing was there. He was very peaceful. But he had his guru's business. That's protection. That's our protection. The instructions of the spiritual master. So then, that's how it ended. He spoke a little bit. He said, everyone, we're all Prakriti. Krishna's Purusha. He's the protector. If we have that faith, we develop that faith. Always content. Always say it marveled me being with Srila Prabhupada. How he said all his disciples, he would direct them one direction, they're going in another direction. But he was always peaceful. He was happy. He raised his voice. He said to instruct us, would chastise us. And depending on your own adhikar, that chastisement could get louder and louder. If you were able to surrender, if you were able to accept that instruction. Some had difficulty due to our illusion. I had difficulty. I didn't like to get chastised. Didn't want to. I would do work so hard, so I didn't get chastised. Huh? That was my formula. To be with Srila Prabhupada 24 hours a day. That instruction's always coming. We were fortunate. We had spiritual master, manifestation, external manifestation of Supersoul telling us. But Supersoul's always giving us instructions. Those same instructions, what to do, what not to do. Don't go here, yes, go here. Those instructions are there so that we're not an illusion. But you have to hear. When I was first with Prabhupada, of course, I didn't know
We all have a personality. We all have, we do things, sometimes say things and go back this way, that way, other way. And of course, Prabhupada, whatever he said, absolute truth. That's how we were raised, absolute truth. Everything Srila Prabhupada says, absolute truth. I told you, we come to India. I've only been with him 2 months. We're already in Mumbai. And this is December 1972. So already the preaching in India is going on. What kind of preaching was going on? Life membership. That was the preaching in India from the very beginning. Still goes on. Those life membership cards. Every now and then someone will show me their card. I'm a life member. He said, yes, you don't know what a life member is like to be a life member in ISKCON. Going from one place to another, 3 days, stay here, stay there. That was life member. Disciples, we had a different life membership. 24 hours a day, that was our life member. But it wasn't going well. We were disorganized. So we were very eager in the beginning, because life membership meant you promised them everything. Promise, stay in any temple in ISKCON. We have temples worldwide. Imagine, you could stay in any temple. You get free prasadam, get your room, and you get all of Prabhupada's books, current books, and everything in the future. This is what we promised. This was our promise, life membership. 1,111 rupees. That was the first one. I don't know what it is now. What is it now? 35,000. It's the same. 35. That time, 1,111 rupees, 7 rupees to a dollar. Does that come to $150, somewhere in there? So now it's a little more. Of course, we offer so much more. But then they weren't getting books. They were complaining. And they were complained to Srila Prabhupada. It was one thing. Complaints went to temples. But Prabhupada got a complaint about his disciples not fulfilling their obligations. He called everybody into the room. All the big sannyasis were there. Prabhupada was there in Jews. Everybody was there in Mumbai. Jayapataka, Bhavananda, Tamal Krishna, Gargamuni. He said, you're taking all this money, but you're not fulfilling your obligation. He says, if you do like this, he said, we're going to leave India. He said, I'm going to leave. Now, I was in illusion. I thought, Prabhupada's going to leave India. That was his point. You have to be very careful, especially with Prabhupada's letters, sometimes conversations. That's why he always said, read my books. You never heard him say, read my letters to the devotees. Read my books, because there was absolute truth. Otherwise, he could say something just to stir you up. I was stirred up. I had been in India for 3 months. Couldn't wait to leave. Sick, always sick. Couldn't wait to leave. So when he said it, I thought, he's going to leave. He wasn't going to go anywhere. But he would say what he had to say. We were so hard-headed. So difficulty in hearing. Getting through our illusion. Everybody, you see this tamal tree. They were hanging clothes on this tree. Prabhupada sat under that tree like it was the altar. I was looking at this tree. They were trimming. You can see on the right side, they were trimming so that people could see. Cut branches at one point so people could see Radha Shyama Sundar. They never think. The Srimati Radharani, she's looking at that tree all the time because it's tamal. So she can see Krishna. It's for her pleasure. Prabhupada said, we worship this tree.
He would sit under that tree.
At one point, he said, we should cut the tree down because people were abusing it, hanging their gumshes on the tree. So he said, better we cut it down than you all make offenses to this tree. So did he want the tree cut down? No, he didn't want the tree cut down. That tree was there before anything was there. As soon as he saw the tree, oh, what a beautiful place, huh? Put the temple right there and kept the tree. He kept any tree. Everywhere we weren't allowed to cut trees. But this tree, this was very special. He said you could worship it. It's so special. But we're an illusion. We see things differently. Until you see Krishna everywhere, what do we see everywhere? How can I enjoy this? How can I enjoy that? Everywhere we're thinking, what will this do for me? Told you on the morning walk, same thing, a nice pretty park in Mexico City. What do they call them? Anyway, special parks have all the different trees in them. Botanical garden. Prabhupada would walk in botanical garden. If there was one around, he would walk in there. He liked that atmosphere. Huh? Didn't go walking in shopping malls and get excited walking in a... No, he liked nature. You see Krishna in nature. And then he stopped. And again, always opportunity to instruct his disciples. And he saw a dead tree. And he pointed to the tree. Why is it dead? Just like he said, what color is Krishna? You're thinking, why is he? He asked these peculiar questions. Why is it dead? So we're thinking, all right, well, who knows? Who knows all this herbology? So finally, the GBC sannyasi raises, Prabhupada died because it became diseased. Prabhupada would make that enjoyable, shake his head. He loved to instruct us, to show us how we were wrong. I told you, that's our illusion. Even if you're right, he's going to show that you're wrong. Just to show how deep your illusion is. He'll still make you wrong. And he could do that. And Prabhupada, no. And then another devotee. Prabhupada became old. And Prabhupada again shook his head. Now I'm next to him with the microphone. And I'm in illusion. I don't know. But I'm thinking, what is he thinking? What does he want to hear? What does my spiritual master, what is he trying to teach us? Always teaching. I said, Prabhupada, the spirit souls left. And he had a big smile. Yes. That was it. Right at the beginning, spirit soul. Everything else is illusion. Everything we see going on around us, all our protectors. We said that word a lot in the early days, fallible soldiers, right? Fallible soldiers. Prabhupada said, Krishna, only trust in Krishna. That was our business. Everything else, illusion. And how do we get rid of the illusion? He gave us very simple instructions, but very important. This morning program, so important. Because then a little clear too. Mangalarti time, we know the atmosphere is very nice. You can think clearly, you can chant clearly. To break the illusion that we're this body. Very difficult.
And Prabhupada would make fun. Told you this body, whenever I was sick, first time was jaundice. I was told, don't cook for Prabhupada. You have jaundice. Very contagious. Yes, okay. But I didn't take orders. I took orders from Prabhupada. If he told me I did what he not to do, I don't do. That's all I knew. So I went into Prabhupada that morning in Mumbai after being in India for 2 months. That was my first illness, jaundice. And Prabhupada, I had jaundice. I said, oh? He said, so Maharaj is telling me I shouldn't cook for you. He looked at me. He said, do you have the strength? I said, yes. So then you cook. I said, well, he said, it's very contagious. Just do your service, he said. Just do your service. He said, you have jaundice? Yes, Prabhupada. He said, what are the symptoms? I said, well, my eyes are yellow. My urine is brown, dark brown. And I said, I have no energy. He looked at me. He said, perhaps I have jaundice. Nothing was serious. This body is a place of disease, full of disease all the time. You know, then it was just a couple months later, I had malaria. I was staying at the life member's house. Anyway, I got better. I think it was homeopathic medicine they gave me. It went away after a couple days. I had never been. Even the jaundice wasn't so bad. Malaria, that was intense. That was very difficult. Thought I would die. So after I got better, I was passing Prabhupada at one point. He was passing me, and I said, Prabhupada, I said, I'd never been so sick. He looked at me. He said, really? He said, disease is our natural condition. He said, to be healthy, he said, that's very rare. You couldn't say anything that he wouldn't bring it to a different level. Disease. But I learned that disease. This is the disease, the illusion. This is our disease. We're all an illusion that we're this body. I still can't understand Prabhupada saying the more service that you do, the more enthusiastic you become. You never become tired. He told her that day, he said, Mary, you don't know what's going to happen. Could be just like the last one. He said, do you read my books? He said, read my books. He said, do as I'm doing. He said, I read, I chant. He said, I take prasadam. He said, when I'm tired, I take a little rest. He said, just do like that. Let Krishna protect you. This is our business. Anything else, it's just diversion. Detour. In England, they would have diversions. You know, in America, it's a detour. Same thing. Illusion. Everything, it's all illusion. So we need to get out of the illusion. We follow Prabhupada's program, and we try to associate with people that are not in illusion. People that can help us stay out of illusion. So we have a nice big clock here. There's some time left. We have any... He amazes me. He can come up with questions so easy. I sit there and ask, I don't know any questions.
Well, while we're in illusion, like the kshatriyas, they have certain responsibilities, you know, like this one, Dimba demon wanted to marry Bhima, and Bhima said, no, but Yudhishthira said, no, it's your duty, you have to do that. And also the Chaturvarnya Mayasrishtam, as Brahman, we have duties, Kshatriyas. Everyone has duties to perform. So, but if we're thinking everything's illusion, then maybe we become like lazy and irresponsible. It may seem that Arjuna had to do his duty to fulfill Krishna's wish as to being a Kshatriya, a protector of the citizens.
So how far should we take the illusion thing? You know, I mean, we're here on, you know, in reality, we have family, we have responsibilities. The husband says, well, it's all an illusion. I'm not going to go to work and I'm not going to produce anything, or, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Something like that.
Yes. Yeah. No, responsibilities are there. Grihastha, you know, Prabhupada said grihastha, not ISKCON's responsibility, he said. You want to get married? He said, you have a place for your wife, have a place for your family. This is common sense responsibilities. But as devotees, it's all focused around Krishna. We were reading yesterday about Prabhupada. What did he do initially? Everything was dovetailing. Had to dovetail our services. Whatever it is, everyone has to maintain themselves. But to know what our duty is. You know, it was extreme. You know, when Prabhupada was here, because it's very different. We had austere, very austere. We were always busy all the time trying to help Prabhupada establish Krishna consciousness all around the world. I was with Prabhupada as a grihastha, had a wife and a baby, and I wanted to go back to them. That was my excuse, I guess, in my head. That was my illusion. I was serving Srila Prabhupada. I was his personal servant, cook, massage, traveling around the world with him. And I'm thinking I had a different duty. Not that I didn't need to do anything. I was thinking I had other duties. And I told you, it was before I even opened my mouth. That would come a week later when I would request to leave him. But the week before, Prabhupada walked in Miami in the cottage where the temple presidents, that was his cottage, and he walked in and I'm carrying his white bag, his suitcase. That was another kind of illusion. I mentioned in the class somewhere the other day, Prabhupada carrying his white bag. This was like 1967, 1968. He's carrying his white bag and there's disciples around him. So someone posted the letter and they said, look how offensive these devotees are, making Prabhupada carry his suitcase. They were an illusion. Prabhupada wouldn't let anyone touch that case. So who's in the... See, this is, we have to understand what it is we're supposed to do. We don't come up and think, look at they're in Maya, making Prabhupada carry his white bag. His white bag had his Lakshmi in it, had his passbook in it, had his passport in it. Even though he had one servant after me, he left the white bag in the car when they went into the temple. Prabhupada could have killed them on the spot. Where's my white bag? He knew where that white bag was every moment. You know, this is focus. This is Krishna consciousness. Know everything you need to know. So him carrying the white bag, because he wanted to, because he didn't trust anyone around him. They may be disciples. Doesn't mean they're trustworthy. Just the beginning, you become disciple. You're at the beginning, not that you're finished. I said, I was with him for maybe 6 months. Then I carried the white bag. He gifted me. Do you know how I felt when he let me carry? I knew what that white bag was. When I felt that he trusted me to carry his white bag, that I wasn't going to space out. Good thing he didn't have me do it now, because I leave everything everywhere. My bead bag here, this is here, this is here. But at the time, I was paying attention. So we have to understand what the spiritual master wants. Everything else, that's our illusion, thinking I'm Krishna conscious. I wanted to go back to wife and child, take care of them.
Isn't that your duty and responsibility?
So we go into the room and there's a picture of Krishna and Arjuna. And Arjuna's like this. You know that painting? Why? Krishna's telling him, fight. Not maintain your family, your friends, your relationship. Fight, you have to kill them. Your friends, your relatives. So Prabhupada's looking. And he said something. He looked right at me. He said, I like this picture very much. And as we say in America, I took the bait. I didn't have to say anything, but I could see he was engaging me. So I said, why is that, Prabhupada? Very innocently. I had no idea, even though I should have known. But I was in such illusion, he knew about me what I didn't even know about myself. My intentions, my desires, my illusion. Oh, he said, oh. He said, Krishna's telling Arjuna, you have to fight. You have to fight with your relatives. You're going to have to kill them. He said, what to speak of leaving your family? He's talking to me. He said, if Krishna wants, you have to kill your family members. What to speak of leaving your family? So he was telling me, and that was to come up later on. You don't leave your service. So that was my service. But like you're saying, you have to understand what your service is. We have to have that intelligence, as Prabhupada said, common sense. And if you don't have it, find someone that does. So that's why we consult others. But I was completely off. And then later on, again I was ready to leave. Stay in Hawaii as Prabhupada was going to travel again. Oh, he said the things he said to me to make me leave my family. I know the other day there was a class created some disturbance. Yeah. Prabhupada wanted something from an individual. He could definitely wake you up. He could wake you up to his reality. It was an emergency. We know it was an emergency situation when Prabhupada was here. I always said he spoke with great love, and he also spoke with urgency. So it was urgent, and he considered the best thing I could possibly do was to serve him personally, because Krishna's protecting everyone. That's how he saw things. It's our business, especially managers, to understand how to protect everyone, how to take care of everyone. And then, of course, the other side of it, they serve. Those in the community do service. But, of course, grahastha has responsibilities. You have children. Brahmachari has his responsibilities. Panchagoda has his responsibilities.
If we took sections of this class and just posted them, people would get very upset if they didn't hear the whole lecture. And so sometimes people said, Prabhupada said this, but totally take it out of context with the whole beginning, middle, and end. So it's not like sometimes things don't tally with our understanding and sentiments. And so we might, I think it's important to understand fully the subject matter before we totally start criticizing.
Well, we say people cherry pick to make a point. Prabhupada said like this. Prabhupada said like this.
I like cherries.
Yeah, it would be nice. But that's why Prabhupada said, read my books. And again, we can go to letters, and sometimes it's very apparent, and even in a letter Prabhupada writes, that he said, for everyone. But it's very unusual. Like I said, it was 1973. I was devotee for 2 years, a brahmachari. I was a brahmachari. in the temple for 2 years. I was Prabhupada's servant. And he got a letter from a temple president. And in this very short letter, the temple president tells Prabhupada he wants to divorce his wife and get remarried. And this is during I'm giving Prabhupada a massage, and the secretary is reading this letter to him. And again, this is ISKCON, 1973. We heard this word divorce. Not possible. And the secretary reads the letter, and Prabhupada just said, okay. He said it was okay. I'm massaging him. I almost stopped in my tracks massaging. I couldn't believe Prabhupada said. I heard him say no divorce thousands of times. And he just said, okay, that just like that. No discussion. Said, okay. It stayed with me all day long. All day long. That was noontime. And I'm thinking, and of course I understand a little bit being with Prabhupada, but I thought, wow, that was so simple. So then I'm massaging him at nighttime. In his room, just Prabhupada and his servant giving massage. No one goes in Prabhupada's bedroom at nighttime. Just person giving massage, dry, massaging his legs, his feet, sometimes his back. And I'm trying to get up the courage to say something, to question him. And I did. Hardly asked any questions of Srila Prabhupada, but I did. I said, Prabhupada, I said, during massage today, I said that person asked if he could get divorced and get remarried. Before I could get anything else out, Prabhupada said, yes, I told him it was okay. I said, yes, Prabhupada. I said, you know, our understanding, I always said divorce, no such thing as divorce. And then Prabhupada said, well, in your country, in America, these things are common, these things are going on. And I was prepared for that answer. I thought that's what he might say. When I asked the question, I already had a whole chart, all the variables he might say, and then what I would say if he said this, I'd say this, because I didn't want to get in trouble. So I was very careful. So he said that. Yes, in their country, no big deal. I said, yes, well, also in our country, no meat. I said, we're eating meat, we're taking intoxication, but all these things we can't do. Then, just like that, the atmosphere changed. And he said, if I tell him no, he said he's going to do it anyway. So, if I say it's okay, he said the offense isn't as much. So this is the tightrope that we walk in Krishna consciousness, making offenses. The spiritual master even takes your offenses when he tries to minimize your offenses by how he deals with you. And that's why even he never wanted me to leave as his servant. He never directly said, you should stay. Because he knew I didn't have the ability to do it. So he never said, stay. He even went as far as saying, I don't like to change my servants. But he didn't say, don't leave. Because my leaving would have been bigger offense. Leaving was an offense. You know, most of us are all very intelligent. We know when we're doing something. We know. Super soul's right there, giving guidance all the time. Keep us out of illusion. But still, the mind and the senses. I think that comes up in the next verse about the mind too. Yeah? Using the intelligence. So yeah, it is not giving anyone permission to kill your family or relatives. That was Arjuna, not us. We have to take care, whatever our position is. And he was very much, I remember, especially with grahasthas, that the husband did his duty, took care of family, gave him proper place. But most important thing was to give Krishna. to raise the family in Krishna consciousness. So whatever our position is, whether brahmachari, sannyasi, Brahmin, Kshatriya, our business is Krishna. Krishna business. That's our only business. All right. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.